really the telling us how have they used the important the matter that we have complete that and the mutual engagement on how much money is been used. What have they used? The percentage. They get to send someone, and with the second quarter, they should have used a certain percentage. Now we've got to engage with them on that, and that will help us to see whether the amount of money that we are providing them is the right amount. I think it seems less like put up some trust. So I think that from that I know that though we're not recalling him, he has been telling good people that he even forgot that he said but what we can assure you, Dr. Felisa, there can never be a coup. We'll try to protect you that there's no coup. But the people that you have been sending are very good, But they can't solve you. We'll make sure that that political side is not affected. I think the members that agree that the one that we had last week was very interesting about the skeptic of water. It was very interesting. They had the relation of very good. They have always been good, even the others. We're not even at the data because it was only last week. So thank you very much for coming. I don't think I need to introduce the members. Except to say, I'm sure you both know that. You know Nick Goranov, you know Big Boy Gekana, you know Dr. Matale. You all know them by now. And they know you, the Kukrafa, and the team. They know you and the team that these are the people that you are representing for us. Before you start, there are some apologies that we have. But one important one. We're not going to need to keep those up. Some are going to come late, some of them. But the important one is that our friend was not here, was coming to Tanzania. He had birthday today. If she was there, we should also sing for him. This is the thing that she was for, but unfortunately, she's not here. But I think through Ushana, we write a small letter to her today, every birthday for today. So don't forget to. So unfortunately she's not here to go to Tanzania. She's becoming red on over the weekend. Maybe it can be a related birthday. She's going to buy a cake next week. Maybe let's ask her to buy a cake. Unfortunately, Nick, she won't come with this cake. It will just be a shame. That be a cake, so you might not enjoy it as much. So let you continue so that you can tell us how much you have been
the key goals of this department is to continuously to look at how we can build the responsive and coordinated shared innovation, where all the role players, public and private sector, where all government departments align their activities towards solving the challenges of innovation services. We therefore need knowledge to do that and activate people, so we focus on building knowledge stocks and human capital, and then of course we try to see that the knowledge of this generation is useful for economic development. We are included in a number of outcomes of governments listed here, and in fact the report that was presented yesterday should contribute to outcome 2 on health issues, outcome 4 for employment and growth, outcome 5 skills and development and workforce, outcome 6 infrastructure, 7 on growth development issues, and then outcome 7 on the department is subject to 5 programs over 1 where we see the administration with GDGs and on GDG components for the test. And then we have program 2 that's responsible for facilitating technology innovation. We have program 4 that's associated with research development and enforcement. And program 5, social economic innovation partnerships. And then program 3 that represents test program for initiation we have indicated before to conduct the overall management and administration of this department. Program 2 is to enable research and development and strategy and imagine focus areas to promote the realization of the commercial products and services and services from R&D output to the presentation and policy. And program 3 is responsible for strategically developing, promoting and managing international relationships and opportunities, funded technology agreements and standards, the consultants with innovation, and enable an exchange of knowledge, practices, and development in South Africa, with regional partners and international partners. Program 4 provides an enabling environment for research and knowledge production, which promotes the development of both the societies and prioritized areas through a number of instruments, such as promotion, human capital, provision of professional production, relevant and support, and decision from South Africa's financial. Program 5, country control and development priorities and government with targeted science technology based innovation, innovation and development of partnerships with other companies. So what we have started to do, chair and members of the committee, is also to ensure that our APP and the reports that we are presenting today is also in line with the strategic outcome or the goal that our strategy plan. So we try to make sure that the strategy plan informs how we are to grow. So this first slide trying to highlight some of the things that we are trying to do is respond to one of the strategic project outcome goals, responsive coordinated and efficient national system of innovation. The committee will be aware that the minister appointed a ministerial review panel to look at FTI institutional landscape, and we assume we presented a set of recommendations for that committee and continue as designed to implement some of those. And then we also have continued to work with our colleagues at National Treasury to look at how we can implement the targets of 1.5% of GDP allocation to we hope that this year will be able to present the first proposal of where would the money come from and how will we increase our investment from what we currently for 7% of GDP to the sort of 5.5%. One of the issues that was identified was the issue of ensuring that the budget for the science, technology, and innovation across government is well implemented. So we started to do a benchmark study on the education that can be used in defense and research development and innovation budget implementation. So in due course, we'll be in a position to present these proposals to the committee. The second one is a governance memo that we are preparing or in line with this proposal on how we then have cabinet in terms of some of the questions we have this part of the conversation. And then we can say for example there's one chair in the teacher for the proposal. The committee is aware that we are only now again, here we just give some highlights of the work that we are doing. The supply method and the level of excellence continue to train more students and that they continue to generate knowledge. And most importantly, they continue to respond to the challenges that we have. Committee will be familiar with the fact that we have 14 of these excellence, and we also, together with the National Institute for Theoretical Physics, trying to see how we can have a framework for promotion of this application. One of the highlights of last year was an attempt to increase the number of research chairs in the system. The committee is aware that the minister has directed the 42 research chairs at the NRS was already announced after the research chairs are one of the activities that we have been launched in the we also feel that it's important to report that two SAE UK bilateral research chairs have been awarded to MMU and the University of Western Trade universities to be checked. This is an area of work where we think it is important for us to begin to bring together all those recommendations and challenges in the security because we have quite a large number of these, so maybe we should be considering a committee of practice on all of those resources so that the government can get an advantage of the session what things we have. On the human capital development, we are happy to report that we have been able to provide some funding to the approximately 11,000 students. Catch up in our water to this branch at the NRF, and then we also continue to do page 250 intents in the driver I have to say that this is a program that I'm finding to be very, very useful for the youth and the young people of South Africa. I think they're faced with a number of institutions under the leadership of the NRF, and the interesting statistics begin to show that a very large number of these intents participate in this program to find jobs immediately after the other even before they complete the essential program. And it certainly focuses on that strategies with me find themselves deciding to go back to study. It's a very nice program that even more resources will be delighted to expand the infrastructure. We are happy to say that the amount of about 686 million men has been provided to the Center for High Performance Computing. And I'm aware that the committee had the opportunity to build this standard paper for the center. They don't feel any so familiar with the upgrades and next generation of the work of the Center for High Performance Computing and the work that they are doing to try and develop computing capabilities in the rest of the country. I think it's a great job training youngsters in South Africa that are participating in building our own, but also just giving a match to the continent and work with a number of companies, especially in the world as they are continue to roll out the national application network and then we started to be able to share data with South Africa and also to ensure that the West Cable system is properly funded so that the SKA and we have data after that we have enough investment for the application for this we've had a number of initiatives where we're trying to demonstrate the use of knowledge and innovation for the country. We are happy to report that Philippines plans for the establishment of an extraction plant facility in Mangalore has now been completed. So this is one of the work of trying to extract IAS-based products to produce food. And then of course we are also happy that the TB Diagnostic Commonwealth University can help with validating the microscopes that we have in and then also an agreement between UF and commercial partner for the HIV innovator is now being finalized. And then we're happy that we have set up a structure for the state owned company, Kikarela, to begin to work in the production of one of the APIs which is one of the ARPs. There's still a lot of work we have to do to partner with the Department of Health for them to agree to sign a contract agreement with some of the products that are coming out of the area. And then also working with the Department of Trade and Industry to help us to get we also have been in the work at present championing under the 9.10 looking at how to work from our institutions on crop improvements for drought resistant crops, wheat and soybean can be tremendous. And then we are working with the Department of Rural Development that forms agriculture forest and fisheries on how we can provide test development and innovation activities in the agri upset they are already out. And then of course we also have established a reach building platform in order to ensure that we deliver on the new council forest for us to reach it. We also are involved in a number of activities to try and create a moral as it is called. And there we're happy to share with the committee that a partnership between the Great Manager and South African Diamonds and Professionals Network, funded by the department, the aim of supporting the business development of the animals and biodiversity to focus innovation and ideas. The intention is to create a good of the take up by mainstream integration. We also have a number of targeted citizen support activities where the department, together with other departments, demonstrate the use of science, technology, and innovation for citizen support. With the Department of Health, we have the mobile health integration platform. Its implementation both will address the issue of registration and send information systems so that we can integrate a number of existing mobile health and health perhaps the next meeting will give some details on this because we found that in health interviews we have a number of data systems and health systems that are not talking to each other. So they're developing very simple but more effective systems that help health professionals to get the sufficient and be able to do the we've also been able to work with the Department of Health again to look at how we can provide mobile health services for these are concerned about the healthcare support national intervention. And then for the Sony District implementation pilots, CSR has partnered with the University of Victoria. For the implementation of the e-health education. This is also to begin to pilot for the National Health Insurance committee had the opportunity to receive the water resource development and extension program last week, so we will not spend more time on this. So those are just the highlights of the things that have happened in Europe and the United States. But we now come to the indicators that we have set out ourselves. How to open 7% achieved in this period, and only 12% of the achieved. And what we would like to do in this report is to, of course, decide on how much of those that we achieved and those that we have achieved. In the next slide, we kind of break it down as a program. So, program 1 and program 2 in this quarter have done very well and achieved all of the targets that have set out. Program 3 and 4, 70% of the targets have achieved. Program 5, 70%. And this is shown in this graph. As you can see, the blue program 1 have achieved, and program 2, and then the blue are achieved. So I'll go through with your commission chair the blue that have been achieved throughout the view that we are happy with those that have achieved. Of course, we have to keep an eye on them so that they are achieved by the year. Because sometimes you have them achieved in the month quarter, it's in your eye of them in the month quarter. So the ones that were achieved in the program one are the ones that we can be ensuring that we sign off all the documents through that the public entities are not going to achieve it, and that they will continue to achieve our unsatisfied. Then the issue of filling vacancies within 90 days as the target, we hope that we fill within the target, 51 days, the target that we have. And there were two public transportation program targets that were in the second quarter. We did have both of them. The issue of filling suppliers within 30 days of the invoice, we seem to have been able to turn this around. The issue of making sure that the personnel from the performance contracts and standards is achieved. And then for program 2, what they do every quarter is they assess the report that we get from the entities in order to make sure that the entities' targets are achieved and the finances are fair. So they are two entities that are overseen by this program. So these are the evaluation of the talking about. And then on the product services, again, we are targeting the students to in terms of the number of students that participate in international trade programs, we have met the targets. But in terms of international partner organizations collaborating with South partners, we'd like to explain this because in the table and the document is supplied, we indicated that though the target for quarter 2 was 75, we only achieved 4 during the quarter. There is a footnote that you can see under quarter 2 program that says the majority of the targets were met during the first quarter. So what I did, the president told me to give me a sense of how many of those had been reported in quarter 1. Which means then that we had four subjects before we have the target of about 94 if we just did quarter to quarter and performance. So that's why even though you're 64, the target of 71 was at the beginning of the year. On the international technical exchanges, again, we have been able to achieve the target. And then on AU or SADC SDI initiatives, again, we have achieved the target. The Research Innovation SDI Human Capital Corporation Project, again, the same as previous. definition, even though the number there might be less, but it's important to take more than one as a type of discrimination. In terms of formal important decision made in the central government, which I'm seeing as an innovation forum, target, but the leadership position is occupied by South African international enterprise government structure. In terms of the number of graduate students that are placed in funded work and preparation programs, next year institutions, as I've indicated, this is a program which will consider the area of infrastructure grants. We are progress to start analyzing or designing where every concept we have. And again, in terms of the issues of pension, we have the person's appearance, the number of sites and upgraded plan of bandwidth for the universities, including standard programs in the track. The research has awarded with research funds, again, with those targets. And then the IKS did approve and finished that. This was done as well. The number of participants in the national plan is in terms of the knowledge products for innovation for inclusive developments, we are supported to test up and forward by policy leaders and this is achieved. And then we continue in terms of managing the implementation of strategic support systems. We have listed so that we continue to monitor the global innovation assessment tools, stabilization technology assessment and evaluation tools and manage by WR scheme on the path. Because of course of ownership of the ICC domain, correcting action request report system. This is a system where if there is a challenge, perhaps in particular when you say quality of the quality of water, we are able to work with CSR to be able to provide information back to the appropriate authorities to see where some corrective action can be done. The social sector evidence has been in terms of Program 5, again, the knowledge of innovation products is supposed to finalize negotiation with the implementation agencies. And I suspect this could pick up as in the reports that you have not provided progress notification. So this is something I think that we have to pick up negotiations with the implementing agencies to finalize these reports that are now being and same with the number of knowledge forums, 14 knowledge and innovation forums that we have to get to the in terms of instruments funded, supports of increased localization of policy and R&D industry in these areas, we continue to provide the funding support to these areas. In terms of innovation support, we suppose we have a project proposal with purpose to finalize so now, Chair, may I move to the targets that are achieved. What we try to do is to provide a tool or an analysis as to the reasons why the targets are not achieved. So we are proposing four broad categories. The first one is that sometimes we realize in monitoring the target that there was target foundation deficiencies. So this refers to indicators we cannot achieve because of variables we cannot foresee during the target foundation. So we will explain this when we get to one example where this is. Sometimes it's process delays, so this refers to factors which sometimes are within our control or sometimes outside of control of the DST because we have to work with partners in order to finalize the targets for the indicator that we are working towards. And we'll explain this in a number of international agreements that we have sometimes. Challenges are more on the partners that we work with, outside and we depend on them to finalize their processes before we can move forward. Other than administrative delays, so these are more internal processes of the DST. And sometimes we find that we have partnerships with implementers and sometimes we find that the effectiveness in the methods providing us evidence of what we look for in order to make sure that if something is achieved, we have evidence, this sometimes is possible. So this is a rough analysis, therefore, of the challenges for not achieved. So 1 or 8% of targets that were not achieved about the ineffectiveness of the implementation. And then 33% is admin delays, and then 42% is process delays, and then 70% is targets for the implementation. So if the committee then remember the color codes, blue for admin delays, yellow, green for process delays, so the issue of not having the funds that the RPI and other is not reach that meet the target, as I've indicated, because we need outside partners to monitor their processes before the resources are made out. So we continue of course to work behind the scenes with those international partners to ensure that the funds come through. On the second examples, the issue of the funds request and possible gas engineers who work with the SRD essentials were not again discussed by the ministry, but they have been working with the ministry and has achieved to make sure that the targets are the same thing with the money that we were earmarked for support of the business knowledge so that the government would have to be the program. The finalization of the international agreement under this year's funding is on their side being finalized and we'll be able to negotiate with the member in the projects. And then the number of postgraduate students that are supported, and again, we cannot be 100% of all the potential services that are supported, but we hope we'll be this target by the end of the year. And even the variant is probably not too much, so it shows the complexity of the ministry as well, having a proper target in this application. The issue of the number of antennas for the near space, this is the one that was referring to, because at the time when the FAA office provided this indicator to us, they thought that they would just roll out all the issues all at once. But after careful consideration on their side, they realized that it is probably much more sensible to roll out a few of these and then start to integrate the receivers and check whether the data goes through the process that they expect. So until that process of integrating the receivers onto the antenna has been completed. So that if there's a problem with the antenna itself, you can fix that before you roll out the application. So what we have to do here is we call it to reconvert the target now that the version is the issue of finalizing the mass wavelength astronomy took much, much longer because the process was about to the stakeholders. So here they are saying that maybe we do not take into account the amount of time it would take to finalize and this one is again at a process delay in terms of negotiation with the Water Affairs Commission, and they had not implemented, they didn't have somebody who was going to mention, so this has impacted the way that they were in the past. And in terms of reports on R&D attacks, so this process delays relating to the validation of data on progress reports, which again is very much. Same thing for intellectual property and technology transfer property, which is run by HIPMO, administrative today. Again, the we were supposed to define the terms of reference for the information carry against the community pre-approval to again the phase of next section. I have to say that on the current research that is the minister has appointed the task to break down the records and the task force does not analyze the reports on how they would like these records to be addressed and hopefully in the future that one has to finalize chair I'm sure with more than the issue of the policy before this report on the replacement development survey, we subjected the report to the CNR, so it's been delayed because the experts that was recommended have identified some challenges in the way that data has been collected for and by the private sector. So, we are trying to see whether those are substantial or not, and may further delay the report, but if they aren't substantial, we'll probably ask the steering committee of the center to issue the So on the money front, again, we now the required program. Transfer payments constitute the bulk of the money of 1.3%, so it's only just less than 8% that can be used for running the department. Then the budget of 7, out of the budget of 7.4, we have planned to spend 26 by the second quarter, we have spent 54.8, and the pay ratio in terms of what we spent, and that's why we must keep the continuation. I'm happy about this. This is the expenditure by each of the programs. So again, program 4, program 5, and program 2, we get to move more in the market. So in conclusion, Chair, we hope that the progress is satisfactory under the section. Continue to make sure that we achieve our broader objectives of making sure that NSI becomes a framework for such information. Continue to drive the NCT vision as well, ensure that SDI plays an important role in the Thank you very much. First aspect to answer the question of the
I'm sure you were taking one of the resources now we're concerned by the two views which we made, one out of the number of the community, which was in a situation that I didn't lose someone. She came in, but she's part of the community. She was not coming to apologize as a TV. So the part of the community. Welcome. So what you are about to say about the second quarter information. So we were not telling that according to their plans what they have achieved. What the mother should give it as to this, why the mother should go. Whether we accept those reasons, whether those reasons are right or not, but we should be able to engage them. You mentioned it with this kind of unique that. In fact, when you listen to the solar, it was a little small help, but. Sometimes the gentleman from the president, but we knew that it was actually President Jason was in that time as a president. And who had told me, who had promoted the baby, he was on our side, but when Anneli came, we had to demote him. So, surely there before. Because you want to you your rest of the so we're talking about getting one and how to promote you. So sorry for doing that. So members, I think it's up to you to engage with the department on their achievements and non-achievements. But what they are saying about success, what I feel better in taking their finances. So let's give over to you, members. Okay, that is everyone.
I really don't have much to appreciate the presentation and to encourage the work that they are doing, etc. When he was presenting the personal achievement, it's not possible. And now he said we are here and can. And then the administration let that you know when you ask, maybe you can ask, like it's not done, so that they explain itself again. Not that it has not been outlined, and you know, I felt that I wanted to ask them, but I realized that I heard what he said, except if I just wanted to speak himself, yeah, but you know, it's very. Yeah, it's very encouraging for this department to do as we do. And, we will always want you to do more based on the experience that we have had. I think two experiences. One is an experience with the function, the invited CSIR, where we met the entrepreneurs that you are incubating. Or you are helping, you are helping us. And when we did a field visit in both in Kwangua and Gian, but more to the Gian sites where the extraction of oil and the manufacturing of pencils. The what was common between the two that we shared is that the people involved are very appreciative of their assistance, but they lack one thing which I think probably is something that as you move some of the projects, you should actually consider transport or for the project to move from point A to point B. For instance, if they run short of diesel, they must not get a 5 liter. And go and hide to the nearest filling station to fill up the diesel in that 5 liter and come and put into the machine that they are using to manufacture things, or to just to quickly, you know, move the warehouse from this point to the next point, or the product to transport the product itself. So if that can be done, I think you know, from my side, I won't have anything to add because everything that was necessary to see a project off the ground, you have done. In both instances, the products that they produce, they are very good. The other one is Moringa products, and then the other one is a mosquito repellent product. The difficulty is just to move from point A to point B with what they have or what they are supposed to. If they can be given any enabling environment or two, I think it will do wonders. And if they don't need a sophisticated thing, I mean, but with 100,000 or 200,000, you can get from a 1400, but they don't necessarily need a 4x4 or a 4x2. They just need a small thing that can move from point A to point B. And diesel run one, they will basically a full tank. I think they will end up driving for 2 weeks or 3 weeks without realizing that it will need a diesel or petrol. That's all I had to say. But for what they presented here, it's very good. And keep up the good work. The rest of you who are able to do that, we are in this room.
know that they where you just see my house and this body, you know, we have to treat something different. Thank you, Chair.
So thank you, Daddy. I think the point that is coming from another matter probably would need to respond because response to some of those that you want to respond. But the point that is coming out from there is that what you tell us, you are not, we are an oversight committee. We don't only rely on what you tell us here on the round table. We actually go and see some of the things. We might not go to all of that, but there are those that we decide to pick up and see. And what we're seeing there, it connects well with what we actually have, except for a few things that you need to tie up here and there. I don't see any kind of, but I just want to make comments. There is something that was mentioned in the comments by the president, that because of our economy not growing very well, I think one thing that was you know, when I was a student at Qatar, we used to say those who were involved in the economy and business, we used to say that ourselves, we just want to work with the people. But we forgot to think that before you are able to handle the opportunity, even if you are a child, they are a student, you've got to have money to do that. Now, if you don't grow your economy, then you're not going to be able to achieve certain things that you want to achieve. So what came up from the president is that we don't need to forget the private sector. We need to move with the private sector. The public sector needs to find a way of connecting with the private sector. Some of the things that we have to do with what we are doing, all we are doing is the technology, is to remove the risk. You know, there's no businessman who can go and start those chemicals in Guyana. There's no businessman who can go and start that because they're afraid of the risk, but they lose their investment when they do that. But the development of such a technology goes in there, something becomes successful, meaning that the risk is removed. Now, you're supposed to bring the business to partner with those people. And I think we find that most of the people, we're not sure whether it's because of the CIA or there are other things that are making it to today. Now, going against what the policy of government is trying to do. So it's something that you need to consider. The other thing we wanted to be argument. Oh, I wanted to be argument and say, if I walk down Adelaide and I see a fall, I must know where I sit and fell. So that when I walk again, I don't go to the same place, I don't fall in the same place. But I'll be so stupid if I go again and I still go the same place. And now some of the things that they are telling us are the things that you told them the previous year. But the consolation, not that I'm talking on behalf of you, is that when you talk of the national system of innovation, science, technology and innovation, we are not just talking about something that gets done the same way every time. Science is very dynamic. And it makes you to the last thinker. So if you did things this way the other time, next time you might have a new innovation, you want to do that. So you're always getting a new way of doing things, which you will never know. So it's not like you're sitting on the table. You're getting a new thing. Like the example is this, is the Northern Cape. You know, it's the first time that we've got to this. It's an innovation. Now, if we're doing it, there's no experience that it was done this way in South Africa and it was successful. So if you sit there, you know that you mustn't sit there because of the law. But if you think, when you sleep, you something that you know, you are only learning now, and by the time you do it the next year, it will be different. It will be different. And so, the part where you are catching up as science, technology, and innovation. Now, we can't hold you out because if you were in health or education, we're going to say, no, if you can't get your drugs to the clinic, you can take them all like a book in education. You didn't take the book to the school. Why can't you please say, you know exactly where you took them from? Why don't you take them? You say, why do you tell them what to do? But in science, you can't say that because of the new innovation. I think it's a comment. I don't think you need to answer to that. But other than our son, yes, Chef thought about something. So, come and have it.
Thank you very much, Chair, and my apologies for being late due to the flight. I'm going to maybe abuse the opportunity since you referred to the solar, and there was something that I had wanted to ask him, and once again, my apologies if it has been referred to you in your presentation, Dr. Jara. The President referred to a sovereign innovation fund that it will be finalized, and I think that will make much to what the Chairperson has said in terms of our E4 public-private
partnerships,
could you perhaps elaborate on that, where we are and where we're coming from? Thank you.
You know, in course, I would say, and then there was my colleague. This is a question that I always ask. If one responds to me, I don't know, but maybe I always get an answer from you. That if you know, if I've been having an industry of producing newspaper, and somebody comes with a new innovation of producing the paper in a quicker way, why would you try and do it in the private sector? I'm going to try and sabotage the new person. You know how business is. In business, it's a job. It's a job. I don't know what they do. So, I'm going to try and sabotage them because I want to be the only one. Now, how do we do it such that the new innovation is not sabotaged by those who are there and making them understand that we are all in this together to help our economy grow? And one of the answers that I got to that, which I think is good, but maybe you can say that, is to say, if there's a new innovation, you call even those that have been in the industry to come and be part of the new innovation. But sometimes, some of them, they still get what is that, so I'm not going to come in. But how do you lobby them to come and be part of the new innovation so that they don't sabotage it? I'm imagining the atmosphere you're carrying. That somebody who has been having GPT and all those things is going to say, these are going to kill my business. Let me sabotage them. How do you view them to make sure that they're part of the new innovation? They bring in their investment so that they don't see them as an opposition, but they see them as some people that we can move them. But the intellectual property remains with those ones. Because that's where the problem becomes. I'm sure that even in Java, the reason why they don't use Java as a national communication system is because there's no person who can claim it's intellectual property. Now for them it becomes useful. It becomes useful. Because there's no person who can say, no, this is my intellectual property. It's so old that nobody can get in the control, but so they leave it and they come around and has all the other things that they can use to promise it's not the person. Okay.
Thanks very much, Chair. Thanks to the member. May I ask for me to comment on the recent visit to the Honourable on the proposal for the transport. I think what you said to repeat out the medical feathers, of course, that we provide in general direction on what you said, just to give and we will continue then to feedback to the entity about the usefulness of the visit to reiterate the conference of the visit to the entity. We are of the opinion that those visits do have part of the generous and we'll work with them to make sure that that is the issue of partners with business is an issue which I think we have started to look at much more carefully. As you know that we have the sector innovation funds which are really dedicated to sector working with the industries, industry association in terms of the areas that have been identified. It's still a pilot, but we hope that the trainer would see the value of this partnership and then what it's doing to the economy. And then we'll be in a position of course maybe just in 2 years with the sector innovation funds. And what we started to do is to design a framework of information that we'll collect both for our clients to look at how it's strengthening public-private partnership, but how it's strengthening the focus of research by public entities to some of the industry. And then the industry side, how that knowledge is helping us to perform better in terms of the general more people that are employed, as well as competitiveness generally. So we may be able to, this year, maybe next financial year, to give the committee a very early indication of how well these are working. As one of the instruments, I think we are trying to. But of course, we can talk about other instruments to respond to how science, technology, and innovation is supporting the issue that the president has announced. What we could also do is to give a detailed presentation on how we, as the Department of Science and Technology, and the entity are supporting all the areas that have been identified to either strengthen current economic activity or to I would like to do is to then engage the private sector, especially the banks, other venture capital associations to create then a deep fund which we could all use when the innovation of course happens in the work of the countries and countries such as Singapore, where really innovations from the country are never found wanting and to leave the country that are going to commercialize the sector. So that's really what we think is of. And then again, it's an appropriate time in order to share with the Commission how we progress and this year. But really, the idea is to public private fund to try and minimize the price of our technology and our ideas.
And then the typical one that the chair is asking, how do you make sure that the new innovations are not killed?
I think it's so hard, because the first step, of course, is that everyone must protect their ideas when they're not killed. So the case that exists is the way in which you do that. However, if you speak to people who work in the system, sometimes it's not even important. Just get your idea to the market, and as you can flood the market, the others may find it difficult to stop the innovation in the market. I mean, there's a standard process, patents, because in terms of how you actually stop or make sure that you're not discarded, I would assume that's very similar to business. I don't know how many of us are aware that even the idea of the supermarket was an innovation, that those that used to ask you to come over and come to the market didn't buy. But you found its way to the run out was the supermarket, so it's not that short kid on the side, you have to buy and they give you the product from the house. So I would say that it's difficult to have one answer. Maybe the environment in which you're in to be able to survive. One of the lessons we learned when we were trying to develop the electric vehicles was that we would not, in reflection, we would not succeed in developing an electric vehicle unless we had partnership with companies that are manufacturing the internal combustion engine at the moment, because they relent. They would not like electric vehicles if you don't find money for them, because their money is not made when you make a car, because the money is not on the car, it's made. The money is made on the service and after sales support that you provide them. Electric vehicle doesn't have bearings, it doesn't have all the kinds of engines that you need to have. So they wanted to protect their investment. So that's one idea that says, if you don't have an OEM, want to start up in the electric vehicle market, champion that is a kid are very adversely be killed by the internal combustion people who have set up the whole infrastructure. So that's what I say. In that particular example, the strategy therefore is different than somebody perhaps who is in the candle making or somebody who is in the piece of the technology that we produce into the candle. Because there perhaps you need massive investments in order to make sure that this product is in the market, and when they have been taken up by the market, then it's a difficult product. So I'm afraid, Chair, I know it may sound like I don't have to hope I'm afraid, I don't. But Toby may like to end the
that's what I was thinking, that was fine, but
There is no way. In fact, the what's happening, you believe the attention business. You want to put in the financial soil. When the taxi industry has to have no regulation, and you think they are going to win, it's not going to be easy, but it depends on the leadership, how they can do it. But I am agreeing with you. Okay, so.
Thank you. In response to the request from another commander, that we can get it here. Just to indicate the chairman that recently, for sure, it's obvious to me, the sector of the wheel and the cars like you mentioned at that time was provided by the Department of Transportation. In particular, because during the period that we did in September, it was already indicated that it is to grow that project. You waste about 45 hectares, so there's an intention to grow that into another 100 hectares that the ship has provided in the area. So we're trying to get the request for the transportation. But also to say that I think we made a number of discussions, for example, that projects. They were encouraged to work with the African Nature or the Business Committee, which is an entity of the DCI, and the intention to take them towards the commercialization. You are aware that a lot of those are engaged and one of the commissioners that bring in other partners, like including the mobile industry, to ensure that it's integrated into the IGP so that the
information. Chair, I really like the question that I missed around after these years that we thought about how to read them to make sure that we can. We are trying to develop both for inclusive innovations, such as the ones that told me to prepare it for others as well. One of the tasks that we've been given is how do we then move a number of some of these prototypes and pilots into full business opportunities. So, we don't have an answer, but I think we've thought about it to see to the risk, therefore we're looking at the model that we have in place to make sure that they are seen. So, again, tell this work with this idea, we'll be more than able to share some thinking with the project committee. I think it's actually having a series of workshops on how we can do it. So the one with the partner and the business is sometimes we feel the other ones is just to integrate those businesses into a new set of businesses taking into account the point of brain, how do you make sure that those innovations are not scaled. In the case of Colin Polo, my public-private partnership that has been established in the state, that some of these are now being taken up by Woolworths and some of the state food chain stores. So I think that model is just going to work there. So we'll continue to look at the broader things.
Remember, just make it a very short case. And we seem to agree, and I think that we have to summarize. So we'll probably call it a day. Even if the other members in assisting, they accept reflection. I don't think it's only on normal side that we didn't all speak. Even on your side, we didn't speak. So both of us are equal. Finally, you might be asking why to present the rose. Is it a rose pattern? That's a flower. No, we'll put it in there. I think we put it there because he knew that it was the basis of another field of myself. Also, so that flower goes to her. We'll keep it for her. We'll keep a picture and put it to her when she comes back. So thank you very much, Mr. President. Thank you very much. Now, as we promised that we look after you so that there's no school, but those who you that come here are very good. So we get to work at the time. So thank you very much. Remember, thank you very much. Let's change it at the meeting, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.